So first of all, I support open and transparent government, and I'll tell you why. I think that government is at its best when we are open, when we open ourselves to public scrutiny and review and participation. That's when we're at our best. We're a democracy, you know, government for the people, you know, and by the people. So a few things I would do. One is I would look at best practices around the country. There's very little that we do in government where we can't look to either another county in Maryland, another state in our country, to find things that work and that work well. So look to those states that are getting better grades in transparency and accountability, see what they're doing, what works well, and what would work well here in Maryland. And then the second thing, of course, is to continue to look for ways to invest in the latest technologies so that we can manage the enormous amount of data and information both collected and generated in government so that the public can see, you know, what is the basis of the decisions we make, what is the information that we rely on in making decisions. So using technologies, you know, information networks, data networks, the, you know, using, you know, video and also I'd like to see us use, you know, more in the area of social networking. And we talk about young people and keeping them in Maryland. Young people should be encouraged to participate in government. And I think that, you know, we can find a place to meet young people, not to say young people are the only ones that are on the social and digital media. But I think using a social network is going to increase participation as well. Okay.